If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is punishment fucking. Fuck me like I'm in trouble. The best thing about getting fucked like you're in trouble is that to get out of trouble, you have to do exactly what you're told. Here's a story about punishment fucking, written when I was incredibly horny for this exact kind of fuck. All sex bloggers presumably know the feeling. You sit down at your laptop to write and immediately start growing aroused. The story you have in your mind can sometimes be enhanced by this. The thudding of your heart and your clit brings back physical memories. Or it might mean that you're so distracted you have to take a short break to get calm before you write. Last week I wrote two hot stories about mirror fucking. You can find the link in the piece that goes with this audio. One was composed when I was painfully and dangerously horny, sitting hungover on the sofa and desperate for a wank. The other was written afterwards, when I'd frotted myself to completion and generally calmed down. Based on votes in the comments on the blog, the first story won by a narrow margin of one vote. I'll tell you which was which at the end of this post, after a quick hot story interlude, which you shouldn't listen to if you're at work. Punishment fucking. It's right up there with, I want to suck you dry, or make me do bad things. The vague, half-mumbled statements I use when I want a feeling rather than a specific act. The hotness I'm craving comes from what you really want to do deep down, so I don't want to give explicit instruction. Touch me here, pinch this, lick that, hit me. So, right up there with those two phrases comes one of my favourites. Fuck me like I'm in trouble. I came in quite late and collapsed on the sofa. There's porn on the telly and he's distant, detached, pissed off, tired. He loves me deep down, but right now that's irrelevant. He strides over to where I'm sitting, dick thickly squashed against the crotch of his trousers. He kisses me briskly. Dirty, he says. Me? Yeah, you. I'd like to say I'm nervous, to tell you that this fuck was hot because I was just a tiny bit scared. But I wasn't scared, because both of us knew exactly what I wanted. Strip, he ordered. I stripped. Suck me. I did. Bend over. Ditto. The best thing about being fucked like you're in trouble is that to get out of trouble, you have to do as you're fucking told. No thinking, no speaking, just total acquiescence to instructions, leaving my brain free to focus on all the things I was desperate for. The smack of his hand on the inside of my thighs, the rough grip as he grabbed my hips too tightly. The sound of his appreciative moan as he spread open my cunt. His dick hurts. Not always. Most of the time it fits perfectly, stretching me into just the right taut comfort so I can feel the whole length and width of it as I squeeze myself around him. But in the right position, and at the right time, when he's angry and hot and so, so hard and fucking me with the rhythm of a quick punishment, it hurts. I like that it hurts. It fits the atmosphere. Fuck me like I'm in trouble. After a few minutes, I'm moaning, almost whining with the pain of it. I want it to stop, and then it stops, and I want it to start again. I'm stuffing the duvet in my mouth to keep from waking the neighbours and pushing my hips back onto his dick to get more of him. More pain, more rage, more fuck, more trouble, until he builds to a shuddering end, the head of his dick pulsing against me and liquid spunk trickling slickly down my arse and the back of my thighs. I stand up, legs trembling, and he kisses me gently. My cunt is sore and I'm wet and fuck-smeared, dishevelled and sheepish and weak from the effort. This time, when he calls me a good girl, I feel like I've really earned it. So, is sex writing better when you're horny? The votes have been counted and the results of my not-in-any-way-scientific experiment came in. It didn't make much difference. The pre-wank story won by a total of one vote, 14 to the other stories, 13. You can listen to or read those stories in the links that this audio is attached to. Anyway, to celebrate, the punishment fucking story that I've just read you was written pre-wank when I was really horny, because this was the winner of the sex writing test, albeit by a tiny margin. Roughly translated, this means I waited to write the story until just the right moment when my blood was up and I could think only of punishment fucking. And I think you all know what I'm off to do now. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me and the team make lots more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.